excited. You know, this offseason has been really beneficial for guys who've already been in the organization. And it's been a great teaching tool for some of the new guys that have come, because, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, we're watching our cut-ups and not Detroit's or Buffalo's. We're watching our individual rushes and individual matchups. And so that's been a pleasure for guys to be able to use that as a teaching tool. And not only for a teaching tool, it's a great sounding board for some of the new additions that we've added in the room.
Do you think PG will stay on the left side?
You know, as of now, I treat them all like X's, you know, and again, in this league, it's about creating the right matchups, not only just the best alignment, but creating matchups. And so that's one of the things that we've tried to explore throughout this offseason, just letting guys go out there, playing them in multiple positions so we can always have the opportunity to play the best football player.
So many people have been giving rave reviews so far, Derek Barnett. But I want to ask you, when you look at him, what does he still need to fine-tune to make that transition to this level?
Everything. He needs everything. He's a rookie. He hadn't put any pads on. What I do love about him is, you know, he's a thermostat. He's not a thermometer. You know, he's not trying to go in and engage the temperature of the room. He comes in. He has the right mindset. And so those have all been characteristics that I like. But, you know, the only way to learn it in this level is to play. And so getting used to the speed of the game is a big part of his DNA right now. So I've been pleasantly surprised. But, you know, again, he's a rook and he's got a lot of things to learn. But what I am pleased with is his overall ability. The talent level is something that which will bode well for us and for him.
You look at a guy like Benny Curry who moved inside at times, especially in third down situations. It was a frustrating year for him. Is that going to be a similar role for him this year? Or is he better suited, which was his claim to fame coming out of college, attacking from that edge position?
Well, we're doing multiple things with Benny. You know, one of the things that I think that gets lost in this whole deal is how disruptive he was this offseason. Obviously, that didn't always equate to sacks. But what he allowed other guys to do within the scheme was instrumental. Hopefully, at this point, we can kind of focus him on one area. And the key point for that is he's so further along in the system. He understands the dynamics of the system, and he understands, you know, his role within it. And again, that's constantly being tweaked and evolved throughout this OTAs. My job is to make sure I find the best players to help us win football games, and I believe he's one of those guys.
Did you identify the reason why he was on the ground a decent amount around the corner?
Well, I think some of it goes back to, you know, we did a great offseason study with Vinny, you know, as far as working on flexibility in certain areas of his body and being able to bend, and we made that a point of emphasis. You know, and like Kenny's saying, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you emphasize, and he took those things during the offseason. He brought him here, and he's really had a really good offseason.
It's obviously tough to lose a guy like Benny, but what have your impressions so far returning and what you've seen and what you like so far?
Well, obviously, Benny meant a lot to this organization. We appreciate his work ethic. But Tim has also came in, and he's a guy that's come from a program, an organization that's a winning organization. He's brought that attitude. He's a veteran. And the biggest thing is you know, he sees the opportunities with the guys that he's surrounded by. This could bode well for him and for us.
What have you seen from Jernigan so far, and how, you know, him and Cox side by side, I mean, how lethal do you think that is to
him? He's explosive. That's the first thing you notice. One of the biggest things you notice is his change of direction. He's a guy who can create issues one-on-one. You know, obviously Fletcher demands a lot of attention. He's a guy that you game plan for, you're typically going to have. So what it does is it creates a lot of one-on-one opportunities. And what I've tried to do is make sure we have a clean, clear, defined role for him and what the expectations are for him. And he's took full charge of him. I'm excited about Timmy. And again, at this point, you're excited about everybody. We're still 0-0.
But Derek, I know you mentioned that he's been impressive in the limited time you've had him. You have to still kind of temper your expectations knowing that it's still a transition for him?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we hadn't put a pad on. We haven't had to tackle anyone. So, you know, it's you just being cautiously optimistic about what he brings to the table. The great part is what you saw on film, and what we saw on film is what we're seeing here. From a leadership standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint, he doesn't expect anything to be easy. He doesn't look for anything outside of being coached. And so I'm pleased with him. And, you know, the key thing is just to keep developing him and being realistic about where he's at this moment.
When you watched him in college, what stood out the most?
He was dominant in probably the best league in college football. He was dominant. I mean, in that, you know, and he did it at a high level. He never missed a football game. Everyone you talk to within Tennessee's organization had the right things to say, the things that fit this organization as far as his toughness, how he treats people, what kind of teammate he is, never missing a game, Brinker Reggie White's, you know, sack record. Those things are relevant. And you know, we didn't meet his representative. He's still the same guy, you know, now that he was.
How do you think Fletcher handled all the double teams last year in terms of mental?
You know, there were times that you obviously see the frustration, but that's what comes along with being really good. And so what we've tried to do is to keep finding ways to create those matchups for him, like we discussed earlier. That's why we're always trying to find ways to say it's not just the left side this week. It's not just the, you know, right side. We may put you over the center. So we're always trying to find variations to keep people, offenses, on their toes and to really game plan for him. But I think he handled it very well, like anybody. You know, you get frustrated because it's not like playing any other position. We're engaged in a physical combat, especially at the defensive tackle position. Every snap, there is not a down in which where he's not accounted for. And so,
did he see that many when you had him at Mississippi State?
Yes, he did.
How do you handle it then versus now?
I think he's handled it really well, to be quite honest with you. When you look at him, I mean, he's, you know, what he's learned how to do is temper his frustration, not his expectation. So he still has the same expectations that he's always has to be dominant and to win one-on-one. But what he does is he's got a temperament. He's understanding what it does to allow other guys to create one-on-ones for them. And he's been a great teacher on the sideline for me in that regard, saying, hey, guys, this is what we're getting. And, you know, I've given him a little bit of the liberties of actually, you know, taking that leadership role. And I think he's doing an extremely great job. I think what he brings to the table for a lot of guys on this team is instrumental.
Chris, you have Fletch, Jernigan, even Destiny, but you're still getting Vinny snaps inside and even Steven Means. So is that something like a NASCAR package that you're trying to develop, and what's behind that?
It is. Well, there is no such thing as a first-down player anymore in the National Football League. I mean, right now, first and second down is 70% pass. And so when you take into a game, and this is excluding injuries, that you may take in eight guys, You gotta have multiple guys that can do multiple things. So you gotta have guys who can play DN, which are more physical defensive ends, who can have the ability to play inside and utilize their quickness as well as their strength. And so we're gonna have that, and we're gonna find a way to define those roles for each and every guy that has to be on that roster. Because you know, you're not like you're taking 10 guys, you're gonna make 10 guys active during the game. So we gotta be very multiple.
So when you look at Steven Means, I mean, he's a guy that's really be in an intense fight to make this roster. What are some of the things that you like from him, and what are some of the things that he can do to further, you know, help himself to make the roster?
Steven's done everything he has. He's a pro. He's he understands conceptually what both positions require. He's strong. He's a physical strong guy, which allows him to go inside a little bit and really mix it up and it not be a hard issue for him. So those are the things that you do. You know, he understands conceptually what's required of him at both positions. So when you look at a guy like that, he's going to have a chance to compete and make this roster.
What has Chris Long brought to the table?
Chris's veteran leadership, as well as a guy who understands football in the National Football League. He knows the standard. He doesn't expect anything to be easy. He knows how hard it is to win. And you see that throughout the day. He's not only still has some I believe, gas in the tank. What he brings from a leadership standpoint, a guy who just came off a Super Bowl championship team, you can't teach. You actually got to experience those things. And so he's been pleasant.
Chris, you mentioned with Vinny that you did an off-season study. You gave him areas to work on. Did you do anything similar to that with Fletcher?
Absolutely. You know, Fletcher and I, we're always trying to find ways to improve it. And in this league, no matter who you are, everyone has deficiencies. And so what we're trying to do is improve those deficiencies and enhance the things that he does well. So we did studies and we put teaching tapes together for him that he could use. And Fletcher's been really receptive, man. He wants to win. And so that's the page that we're all on right now.
So which areas did you want to see him improve this offseason?
Well, you know, obviously one of the big things that we're going to try to address with him is him attacking on the perimeter at times, you know, and just mixing it up, not just inside, but just moving him around and allowing him to use not only his size, but some of the speed and quickness that he possesses, you know, on the edge in different places.